lists sinners, including sexual sins, including homosexuals, and he says this, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." And then he says this in verse 11, "And such were some of you." So often, we want to point the finger at the homosexual, at the drug addict, at the abuser. And we want to say, look at you, look at your sin. And Paul says, such were some of you. But, verse 11, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So here's the good news. The same God who gives us over in judgment is the same God who gives us his Son. Understand this, there is no passion, no sin in your life that is too strong, no past that is too dark, no orientation too fixed for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. The gospel does not leave us in the muck and the mire of sin. It lifts us out and cleans us up and sets our feet on the rock. Now understand this. What is the picture that we also often see throughout the scripture of Christ and the church? It's the picture of a wedding, isn't it? It's the picture of a bridegroom and the bride. And that's why that is so important that Paul is pointing this out. He's going to talk about this even later as we get further into the book of Romans again, is that it is perverting the relationship. Homosexuality is perverting the relationship that we're to have with God. You're to love him and to serve him and him only. Have no other gods before him.